Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Loretta D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Lowe, a.k.a. Coach Lowe, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. I'm so glad to come before you tonight in this new year with the Love Cafe. We're going to say Happy New Year's to you. God has been so good. He has blessed us one more time. And see, to have 480 episodes dealing with WBSW Internet Talk Radio, consisting of the Love Cafe. Earlier, we had the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. So we're being blessed to be able to get this vessel moving in a direction that's going to help all of us. Tonight, we have an awesome show that goes along with our truly, truly, the Love Cafe. The show tonight is Why should I be miserable when I love you? Why should I be miserable when I love you? The Love Cafe is being broadcast on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and the call-in number for tonight's show is 347-847-4192. Press 1 to make sure you're able to get on the line, and once I see you're recognized, you know, you got a thunderstorm going on here. But truly try to give us a call because I'm getting two different feedbacks here. But the thing about I have it live, but my board is not reflecting the number that it needs to show up. But it's fine. Give it a call. And again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. And you can give your name, then offer your comments on our title tonight. Why should I be miserable when I love you? See, I'm saying that I love you. And the Love Cafe is all about that. You might ask the question, why should I take time to check out you, Dr. Lowe, on the Love Cafe? The Love Cafe is a real love talk show that soothes your appetite. See, we focus on the menu, the entire menu. Starting off with the starter and appetizer. You have a chance to get something and order something that's going to help you call lust. Next, we have the entree. It is the attraction. And we're so glad to have an opportunity to look at the entree that consists of your main meal. Truly in your life, what is going on with you. And next, you have a chance to have some dessert just to top it off. And that's what it's all about, topping it off with some dessert, which is the attachment. And last but not least is the beverage. See, the beverage, after you have had your appetizer and your starter, went to your entree and your dessert, you have to have something to wash it down. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. You can check us out. Not only calling in, you can go to the website. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you can. You have that opportunity by going to Twitter, which you can tweet the show at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW_Internet_Talk Radio. On Instagram, you have an opportunity to check us out on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Check us out where we are here partnering with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. These guys are doing some awesome things down in Greenville, Alabama. And you can check us out through Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, at the Smith Way Production, and at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. You also can check out our shows, on-demand episodes that had occurred. As we said, 480, we're talking about 481 now, that we just make sure you can go back and check them out on Blog Talk Radio by going to the website. That way you'll really know exactly what's been going on for the last 5 years. And I'll say that because we start planning this in 2017, started in September 2017. Now we're still on the air 2022. You also can check out the broadcast, whether it's live or playback, on Facebook, Twitter, and again, Instagram. We're proud to say WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 21 countries. That's including the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So we're being blessed. I'm being blessed. This is a vision God gave. Gave me to go out and provide something different. Well, we can bring everybody together. 21 countries of listeners and watchers. See, God is good. But let's talk about the Love Cafe. We talk about the menu that make up the Love Cafe, which is the lust, which is the attraction, the attachment, and the awakening. Let's look at the Love Cafe. We have to be very specific about how we wanted to address the Love Cafe. We decided to make sure, truly make sure, we addressed that word love. So we broke it down into acronyms. It's in a cafe. It's a love cafe. We broke it down into acronyms. The L, truly, truly, is an opportunity for you to listen. See, love is all about listening. It's effective communication. It requires you to listen first and talk second. The O is all about overcoming the challenges, overlooking each other's faults so you both can be successful. That's love. The V is valuable. How valuable do you see the relationship as being? How valuable are you in the relationship? What are your values? Let's come together and make them mutual. The next thing is the E. The E is everything. It requires you to put the work in. It requires you to value your relationship. It requires you to be willing to overcome all the challenges. And it requires effective communication by listening first and talking second. Also, the E also engulfs excitement. If your relationship or your marriage don't have excitement, it is required to laugh every now and then. Tell a joke. I was talking on the show today on Dr. Lowe about why men really matter. And I talked specifically about something that came about a man with good qualities. He can make you laugh. A man, a good man who has those awesome qualities can make you laugh, can make you smile. Also, the E takes on encouragement. See, if you're in a relationship and not being encouraged, and I want to give a shout out to each and every one of those individuals that join us on Facebook, and later I see on Zeta Phi Sigma as well as Texan to let me know exactly. We want to give a shout out to our co-host that works with us on the Dr. Lowe Show, works with us on Talking Real to You, works with us on the Love Cafe, comes in sometime on the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, none other than the lady who puts the boots on the ground. Out of Oakland, California, owning my own truth, none other than Tina Robinson. And we have another young lady out of Berkeley, California, that's on the line, that's listening and watching. She's truly working hard. Behind the Mass Ministry. She's doing some awesome things. So glad to have an opportunity to make a connection, to even connect from her through Tina, Brother Pratt, and many others. That's none other than Minister Denise Daphne. Also joining us, Connie Smith. That's my biological youngest brother, Connie Smith. Thank you so much, bruh. It is good. And not last and never least, but so far as the individuals joining us by Facebook, we have the Queen Ministress Lewis, the host of the Minister Shannon Show. We just call it the Shannon Show. That's aired on the fourth Thursday at 7:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. So we're so glad to have her join us. Thank you, Ministress Shannon Hendricks. Thank you so much on the Minister Shannon Show. Then we also have Alicia Barnett. Thank you, Alicia, for taking time to join us tonight, because we want to find out, why should I be miserable when I love you? You can take it to another step. Why should I be miserable when I am in love with you? We have to understand the importance as we talk about love and what love is and what love does. On this show, it's a love cafe. And we're interested in talking about what love does for us and what love is. See, I'm not going to be miserable if I understand what love is and what love does for me. So let's take a minute and look at love and pull out a few things that you may be able to identify what love is and what love does. First, love is patient. Come on now. See, as I do devotion every night, and our group and individuals, we get together and we talk about love. We talk about how God loved us. He gave his only forgotten son. He died for our sins. That's love. But it was patience. Jesus lived 33 years. Patience is something we all have. We have to use it in the right manner. Kindness. See, love is all about kindness. See, it gives you that opportunity to be fair and be open with other individuals. Show your love. We talk about the love language. From time to time, we ask individuals, what is your love language? You may say, my love language is acts of service. Giving and sometimes receiving gifts. Physical touch. When we're talking about love, that's all about kindness coming from your heart, especially when you're talking about giving and acts of service. Physical touch is giving and receiving. That's what love is all about. See, love will never give up on you. It will never give up on you, and it will not ever give up on me. Love is all about engulfing those four to five C's that we talk about. See, love is all about communication. We said in the Love Cafe, the acronym, listening first and talking second, is effective communication. See, when you're in a situation, you're miserable. That's because you cannot communicate with that person that's your partner. You're having some problems communicating. It's a lot of times people are talking and no one is listening. So we have to keep that in mind. Love is never losing faith. So you got to have faith in our Lord and Savior. Trust in him and believe in the plan and the will that he has for you. See, that comes to the thought of commitment. See, I'm committed to trusting in my Lord and believing he's going to make a way for me and for you too. The next C is so important, compromise. See, love is all about compromise. You have to compromise. If you're miserable in this relationship, you're miserable in this marriage because you're not willing to compromise. It requires you to compromise. Love is all about consistency. See, love is about giving and continue to give. Don't be to the point where you say that, you know, I love you, but I'm not ready to continue doing what I'm doing. And it's all about the little thing. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. We're calling you, having a little difficulty because of the storm. We got a tornado watch that's coming through the area, and we want to make sure that you understand that. You can hear me. You can see me. But we don't know how long it'll last. Well, we're going to work through it. Because you know what? We're going to be consistent because we trust in our Lord and Savior. By being consistent, we're going to worship. We're going to praise Him. We're going to send the prayers up because He's going to let the blessings be trickling down to you. That's it all about. So let's kind of look at some other things that are associated with love. When you're, you know, I love you, I'm in love with you, not only is it about patience, not only about kindness, it's about affection. This is it, attunement, respect, companionship. That's what love is all about. This is not difficult to find when you place it in your heart, and that's what I'm going to be looking for. See, we have to set our standards to the point that includes what I want from love and what I'm going to identify as love, whether it's love, kindness, patience, affection, respect, companionship, sensitive, atonement, you know. We have to be able to do that. Just believe that's what love is. Love is what love does. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, your name, and jump right in with your conversation with Dr. Lowe tonight. Want to give a shout out to those individuals that I just mentioned on that, but my shout out is to the ones on Facebook. If you want to get on, all you have to go to facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith, and you can be right there. You'll be making it do what it do. You'll be just like all of the watchers and listeners that's on Facebook right now. If you want to check us out on Instagram, that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We want to make sure you'll be a part of this. But we also ask those individuals that's on Facebook, if you have comments, type the comments in as we talk about why should I be miserable when I love you. Let's look at, can you be in love and be miserable? I'm asking that question. I don't want you to think about it. See, think about love. Love is not supposed to be so hard. When we're talking about love, it should come from your internal part. It ain't easy. Because getting to your heart and soul, and allowing your heart and soul to be available to love somebody, I tell you, it ain't hard, but it shouldn't be that easy. Love truly, truly requires you to be ready to compromise. I said that earlier. See, you could be in love, but why be miserable? If you want to stay in that relationship, it's going to require compromise from both. Love requires change, but it should not feel like it's difficult to change. We talk about a few things about our life for the person we say we love. See, we always say we can't never change people. But when people see things that are wrong, they're willing to make changes. Changes come from within. I keep saying it's from that internal part, not the external part. See, when we're talking about can you be in love and be miserable, person you are in love with doesn't have to be bad. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. We're trying not to be miserable. We're trying to be full of joy. That's pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Peace. Pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Love. Pleasing to our Lord and Savior. So when you think I cannot be in love and be miserable, it's some things that you're willing and have to do to make sure if you're in love, then you're looking for joy. It should be, can I be in love and be joyful? That's what we're working toward. Our title, why should I be miserable when I love you? Why should I? Then why do I feel sad when you're in love? Why do you feel sad when you're in love? Shout out to Sharon Presley. Thank you, Sharon, for joining me. Go back to school, back at McKenzie School. Thank you so much for joining us. Why do you feel sad when you're in love? Think about it. Should you feel sad? If you know what love is and what love does. See, there's a hormone in you when you that drives you and creates those feelings when you're working from the inner self. Called dopamine. It's a feel-good hormone. It's just driving you. You feel giddy inside. You feel excited, and you're truly blessed. My, we're getting all these signals of alert that's coming on. There are some alerts, Amber alerts. Thank you so much for having that ability to see. That dopamine is also known as the hormone of desire. It is responsible for sparking, sending them sparks through you to let you know you have a feeling that you're falling in love. It gives you that rush. Again, it's from an inner self, not an outer self. Meaning that if you're operating external, you're not going to really understand what love is. But when you allow yourself to become vulnerable from the inner self or the internal part, you can feel love, and you'll know love. It's not bad. You shouldn't feel bad because you love someone. First of all, we talk about the traits of a healthy relationship, healthy marriage. First thing we always talk about is self-love. See, when you know how to love yourself, it's easy to recognize love you have for someone else. It also allows you the ability to search through some of the things that you encounter. You have to maneuver and navigate life enough to realize that if I'm sad when I say I love you, then I have some problems. Truly, I mean I love you. But it could be that I love you and you're not ready to give the gift back to me. See, that causes that rush in your body when you say, I love you, and you expect that person to say, I love you back. It's an internal thing. When you connect internally, you'll know what love is all about. The next thing we want to touch on, why do so many people respond negatively to being loved. I didn't say being in love, it's being loved. When I tell you and give you this gift that I love you, why are you responding in a negative way? Maybe because you don't know what love is, what love does. Love gives you that rush. It's get that hormone inside of you, get you excited. It's a feel-good hormone. See, when you're responding negatively, you're not feeling that way. Because as I said earlier, love is kindness, affection, sensitive atonement, respect, and companionship. It is not difficult to find. But the thing is, become challenging to many people because they don't quite understand being in love and what it is, what love does for you, and what that love is. Those are the things that brings about these challenges. You know, Dr. Robert Firestone, a clinical psychologist through his consulting company, which is a consulting theorist for Gideon Associates, talks about being in love. And he said, being in love arises anxiety because it threatens long-standing psychological defenses formed early in life. We all have a defense. We have it in our bodies that comes into play, in our minds that comes into play and says, I'm not going to go there because I've been hurt before. That last joker wasn't good. That last joker was abusive. Might be emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and financial. He also said that when we're talking about we form these defenses early in life in relations to emotional pain and rejection. Sometimes we are not ready to step out there because we've been rejected. Some people say we've been hurt. And it's one thing about saying this, giving you this information is that you may have been hurt, but you got to take time to heal. The healing process sometimes don't have a time limit on it. You're feeling uncomfortable and you're looking at things negatively because you've truly been hurt before and you don't want to get out there and get on that horse again. That's all right. You've been rejected. Heal. And once you heal, you will know the opportunity. Because, see, we have been in relationship with the wrong people. We've been married to the wrong person. So when God has the right person for you, you're going to understand these things that at one time I had defenses put in place so I wouldn't be rejected. I wouldn't go through emotional pain. I wouldn't be feeling so bad. But when you find love with the right person, there's no misery. There's comfort, companionship, communication, commitment. Come on now. Consistency. That's when you find love. Dr. Firestone also said, being loved arouses sadness and painful feelings from the past. However, if you ain't healed, it may have a scar on you that these things you went through. But when you got love, and it's real love, I'll tell you, And if you are healed, it's like fruit as sweet. Come on, sweet. But you got to allow yourself to heal first. Go through the healing process. Being loved provokes a painful identity crisis. You're struggling. Do I want to allow myself to fall over in that point again? Do I want to be identified as an easy person? You have to make sure you realize being in love will provoke that. Accepting being in love in reality disconnects people from the fantasy bond with their parents. Those are the first individuals that you really knew and what love was all about with in your family. Accepting being loved stirs up painful existing issues. We all have issues. That's why we have to heal through the healing process. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then truly ask you to give your location. Also give you, you know, you can give your name if you want to, then jump in with the conversation about why should I be miserable when I love you. These are some things that I wanted to share. Let's look at why unconditional love actually makes you miserable in a relationship. You know, it was amazing. I was in a session recently, and it was talking about love. And in that session, the psychologist who was leading the session said, when they asked everybody what love is, what love is to you, and they talked about people always say unconditional. Why unconditional love actually makes you miserable in a relationship. Let's look at some things that relate to why loving a man or woman unconditionally makes you downright miserable. See, the thing about it, if you know what love is and what love does, you can't ever put any conditions or unconditioned on it. Love is not all about a condition. See, that's the problem when we say unconditional. Love is not about a condition. Love is what love does. See, if you love somebody, you're going to love them no matter what. See, it's not a condition. See, when you put condition unconditionally on condition, you might well be, I love you because you what? You walk tall. You're 6 feet tall. You muscular. You're a coat bottle size. I'm just giving some reason why. Those are conditions. So when you say unconditional, love is talking about something you have picked out that you love about that person. It will make you miserable. Because things change. You have to love that person no matter what. And I want you to remember that. And that person, your partner, should love you no matter what. See, talking about giving conditional love in your life means love without condition. I just said that, without condition, without boundaries. And loving someone as they are. This kind of love, I'm telling you, this kind of love seems ideal. But in reality, dating and relationship sometimes a fool is filled with conditions. So you can't say when you sometimes dating somebody, I just love him or her. Because there are some conditions comes along with that. What you want to do is you want to love that person no matter what. You want to be loved no matter what. These are the kind of things we have to make sure we focus on. See, when we look at it, that I love you without conditions, because I love you from my heart and my soul. That's what I'm going to explain to you, because now that's a state of mind for me. Explaining to you that I love you from my heart and soul. Ain't no condition on my heart. Ain't no condition on my soul. Just remember that. Love your partner, your family members, your friend from your inner self, not your outer self. Let's look at some statements about unconditional love. Unconditional love is real, but you won't be able to experience it unless you love yourself first. Healthy trait, self-love. See, I love myself from my inner self. I love from my heart. I love myself from my heart and my soul, so I can love you from my heart and soul. See, unconditional love does not come without expectations in your relationship. Loving someone unconditionally means a part of you will expect the same in return. That's like giving the gift of love, the gift of I love you. When I tell you I love you, and if you don't return it in the matter to me by telling me, now I'm caught up in unconditional. But if you do, that means I love you no matter what. See, you won't be disappointed. You'll recognize, we're talking about how miserable you can be when you love somebody. That's because you unconditionally love them. You got all those expectations, and they don't have none. Don't put conditions, whether unconditioned or just conditioned, out there so you can say that you love that person. You love them no matter. No matter what happened, you love them. You're going to make sure everything works out. That leads us to the real reason you never experience unconditional love. So when you ask, what does love mean to you? You want to give a definition. If you're 20, 21, it's unconditional. Love does not have conditions. Don't let yourself get caught up in that. See, real reason, as I said, you never experience unconditional love. You can't love someone unconditionally unless you love, your love remain unchanged despite their action. And we know sometimes that's not possible. I'm going to read that again. You can't love someone unconditionally unless your love remains unchanged despite their action. But you can, however, love someone unconditionally without having a relationship with them. You see how unconditioned has nothing to do with loving someone and being in a relationship? Acceptance sometimes involves recognizing when it's unlikely someone will change and take steps to protect your own well-being. Just think about that. That makes you ask that question. If they're not able to take the steps or willing to change, is everyone capable of unconditional love? We just said love has nothing to do with conditions. But we're simply putting some thoughts out there about unconditional love. Is everyone capable of unconditional? No, you're not, because love don't have conditions on it. The ideal of unconditional love in relationships is a noble one. Each one of us wants to love or be loved as we are, without conditions. To see ourselves capable of bestowing unconditioned love on our partners. That's what we're talking about. We're not capable of doing that. We don't want to do that. Love from your inner self. See, that type of love, that unconditional love, come on now, is very narrow and difficult and impossible. So understand when you say, I love you unconditionally. We're going to talk lastly about true love really being unconditional. Is true love really unconditional? Let's take the best way to sum up the difference between the two. True love and unconditional love. See, true love is a feeling. True love, real love, is a feeling. Whereas unconditional love is an active choice to continue loving with no expectation or reward. Say that again. True love is a feeling. Because it comes from your inner self. It comes from your heart and your soul. But unconditional love, it's a choice. Has no expectation, no reward. So be careful when someone tell you, I unconditionally love you. They don't quite understand what love is. Because love is not about putting conditions on what you're trying to do. And the last thing I want to touch bases on is the opposite to unconditional love, as I said, is true love. True love is always, by its very natural, unconditional. True love is always. It's always, because it's a feeling. See, the opposite from unconditional love is true love, but unconditional love is absolute selflessness. It's absolutely selflessness. You're selfish when you're talking about you unconditionally love someone. See, you don't really love them. But whatever the conditions say for that day, it's all good. And last but not least, we're talking about why should I be miserable when I love you? I got to understand that when I truly love you, I refuse to be miserable. So you're in a relationship and you're miserable, but you say, I love you. You've been abused. They keep telling you, I love you. I love you unconditional. No, they don't love you. Anyone that hurt, abuse, humiliate individuals, their partner, don't love you. And don't let them tell you, I was trying to get your attention. Oh, but really? You're trying to get my attention by hurting me. You're trying to get my attention by humiliating me. See, that's a condition. Come on now. Let's understand that those individuals are ones you need to run as fast as you can from. And finally, some people out here be trying to find unconditional love. There's not a such thing. But if you decide you want to use that as your definition of love, as I said in Love Cafe, love is all about listening, effective communication. Love is about overcoming, overlooking, putting the work in, making sure everything is all right. Love is about value, how valuable this relationship is. Love is all about empowerment, encouraging, all of these things put into play. But if you're looking for unconditional love and you want to be miserable, this is how some of the things you might be need to look for. Putting your own needs to the side. We say that's unconditional. That's just love. Putting your own needs to the side and make sure the next person. Your love language could be act of service and giving. Be patient. Love is all about patience, kindness, affection. Be encouraging with others. And I love Cafe the E talks about several forms of E, everything, encouragement. It talks about truly, truly making sure you're willing to be encouraging, making sure you're ready to empower your mate, your partner, your wife, your husband. Love is about strong support. That's what love is. That's not unconditional. That's not a condition. You're either going to support that partner, that wife, or not. Got to make your mind up. Love is all about listening to you, your loved one without interrupting them. I said the Love Cafe, the L is listening. Listening first and talk second. And the next one, I said when I said encourage, let's see how you encourage your partner, your spouse. Encourage them by telling them how important they are to you. That's how the Love Work and Love Cafe. The menu is awesome. It's all about the entree, the starter, which is the lust. It's all about the entree, which is the attachment. It's all about this menu having a real focus on a dessert, which is truly, truly an opportunity for you to be attached to someone. And last, the beverage is the awakening. That's what love is. So we want to keep in mind, you don't want to love and focus on a condition. Because when you look at the difference between condition and unconditional, conditional often means you still need to meet the requirement. That's a condition, like an exam. You must pass the exam. You're in a relationship with me, but you got to meet the requirements. You have to have the six-figure job. You have to look this certain way. You have to talk a certain way. You got to have all these degrees. That's condition. Then when you want to see what unconditioned is, and we'll just give you the difference between, means you got a place. Although you might still be, have a few things that you need to arrange. But the truth of the matter, love is about your feeling. Love is all about patience. Love is all about listening. Love is about overcoming. And we say, why should I be miserable when I love you? When I love you, I'm looking that you can listen to me, you can encourage me, you can support me, you can help me. You're going to be to the point where we're going to overcome whatever challenges together, overlook our faults, value what we have, and empower both of us. That's what love is. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. Truly, God has blessed us one more time to make a difference. He has given us a chance to be the best we can be tonight on the Love Cafe. As we get ready to close out, I want to thank each and every one of those individuals watching us on Facebook, those individuals watching this .kdub. Thank you so much, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. See, God is good, and we thank you. WBSW Internet Talk Radio team thanks you for being supportive. Remember, 480 episodes, and we're going to make it do what it does. I love you all. My hashtag is communicate for understanding. Keep on grinding. I have a serious mindset. Believe that I can overcome anything. Make it do what it do. Truly, truly. I want you to give your family members a hug. I want you to share things with them. Let them know how you feel about them. Let them know that you truly love them. Be willing to go to the max for your family, whether it's your immediate family, which is if you're married, you got children, and you have your spouse, or your family of your brothers, of your siblings, your parents, or whoever it may be on that end with your, that family. Be willing to give that. That's what love is. You will not be miserable if you allow yourself an opportunity to love those people. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. Give them a hug. A hug is a step towards showing how much you love them. Come on. Show them. Embracing each other. There's a place in your life for that. And I ask you to hug your family members. Hug your spouse, your partner, your children. Hug them and let them know you love them. It's been awesome tonight. You know, I'm looking at, I have a couple things. As I, my board didn't flash up, but it's still being recorded. That's a blessing right there because we had some difficulty with this weather, but the weather passed on. God is so good. We thank him. We thank you for taking time to be here. We're still going through the pandemic. I know our numbers may be like the infection rate is dropping, but we still have people in the hospital died and people that leave the transition. Remember to wear your mask. Stay 6 feet. Wash your hands. Stay at home. Get the vaccine and the booster. We're going to win this. We're going to be successful. We made it thus far. It's by his grace and his mercy. So have an awesome rest of the night. And truly, truly, I want to thank you for taking time to be a part of this. And I want to do it in the way I normally do it. You know, truly, I like giving those shout outs. I like to let you know that I'm here for you. I want you to know that I'm willing to do whatever it takes. If you want to bring something to this network, we'll make sure we're available for you. You want to talk about the impact you're in your community? We want you to do that. You know, we just got to truly believe in our heart that God has blessed us to be able to take care of one another. So if I say I'm going to take care of you, I want you to take care of me. Because it all boils down to truly how I feel. And it comes from my heart, because the love that I have for you is an internal love. And that is an internal love is truly, truly is there for me. So let's make sure. We got to add popping in, and you know, sometimes we have to pay a few bills, but we will make sure we pay it. So this is truly an awesome time. Man, I tell you, I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening and the weekend. We'll make sure we check you out next week. Love y'all. Yeah. Yeah. We'll check you out next week. Have an awesome weekend. We truly love you.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you need, Mr. Man?
I was
talking about South Central Missouri. July 24th, when have you last seen this week?
A month and a half. A month and a half or 2 weeks before he, again, rushed into my house.
What do you mean rushed into your house?
He came to my house right again.
Did you guys know what the cover to the
team? Yes, I did. And I tried filing for a ceremony and I looked for the name.
Before that, so let's say this is in July, like June, May, April. Did you have any social interaction with her?
No.
So you haven't been out with her on a date?
No.
Since you were 17?
Mm-hmm.
So you turned around and you got a call from your friend. You turned around and got back to your house with your dog. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a gringo. And everything that happened.